This is me at fucking overdue to go to bed. Yeah, I fucking... have to deal with, you know, I come across enough women that are just absolute stupid cunts and they're fucking retarded assholes, you know, like, oh, fucking, fucking, you know. One place I rang, sometimes the women who work there, like voluntarily, sometimes they're just so fucking stupid they wouldn't know which end of the coffee cup you pour the coffee into, you know what I mean? Well, it's running everywhere. Why is that? Oh, fuck. We'll turn it the other way up so you got the hole at the top. Oh, what do you want to do that for? You know? And, yeah, I was on referred to another place because that's what their job is to do. And, I got one fat bitch, you know, they answer the phones and then redirect the calls, you know. I got one fat bitch who wants to find out, you know, spend half an hour doing the ins and outs of a dog's asshole instead of actually just redirecting the call, you know. And then she fucking, I start cracking the shits about, oh, well, I can't put you through till you tell me what your name is. And I said, well, it's, you know, I only need to, you know, give my name when I'm actually making a booking, you know. You don't need my name to fucking transfer the call, you know. That's the short, irritable version of it. And, so she, you know, the fat bitch hangs up. And I ring back a few hours later, you know, and there's another fat bitch on there going, oh, I don't know about that. And I said, well, the other person said they do it. And then, well, I... putting you through now, beep, and she dumps the call. So, you know, I send a copy of the call and a transcription of the call, you know, of what was said, and I put in a letter of complaint that these women are so used to being cunts and getting away with it. And they're doing it at everybody else's expense. And they just, fuck, these women are asshole women and they shouldn't be doing it. You know? And, I've also made the decision just not to shop at places where, you know, they have women working there part-time or full-time or whatever, and the women are just dense cunts, you know. They're just lazy, brain-dead cunts, you know. And that old story, I ring up saying, do you have this stuff in stock? And they go, yes or no. But no, it's a woman. It's not my job. And I sit in the office all day warming the fucking seat and picking my nose and fingering my cunt, you know. But know what goes on in the place, know what we've got in stock, know how much it's worth, who makes it, what's it for, you know. No, I'll have to get one of the boys. I'll have to go ask one of the boys, you know. Well, you're the fucking front line. Aside from picking your nose and, you know, airing out your cunt, what else do you do? So I said, I'm so fucking tired of these stupid men that employ stupid women, and all the stupid women do is fuck the customers around because they won't apply themselves to learn, you know, the job. And I'm not picking on car dealers, but I'll just fictitiously make this up and saying, do you have any of the new... you know, the new 2024 model cars in yet? And they go, oh, well, I don't know. What do you mean, you know? Well, it's quite obvious what I fucking mean. Pay attention. You know, for fuck's sake, I'm not your bloody I'm not your fucking psychoanalyst, you know, helping you to determine the difference between night and day, you know. Well, fuck, you know what fucking year we're in, and you know what models come in which years, you know. Well, it's not 2025, it's 2024. So it's not 2023 year's models, because they're last year's, and this 2024 is this year's model, and 2025 hasn't arrived yet. So do you have the fucking right cars in stock yet? Oh, don't talk to me like that. Just hang on a second. Oh, what are you doing talking to my fat fucking bitch? My knob jockey. What are you doing talking like that to my fucking knob jockey, you know? Well, what are you doing being such a dumb cunt that employs fucking women who are brainless cunts, you know? Yeah, fuck off. You know? So I'm just making that sort of... It's not set in concrete, but I've just made that decision. I'm so tired of fucking imbeciles, you know? The management are imbeciles. The women are fucking imbeciles. And the customer's just getting fucked around. It's just easier just not to go deal with them, you know? Unless you absolutely fucking have to. You know, they're not worth the fucking time and hassles, you know? So I'm just not doing it anymore. And guys, if you get some fucking, this is what these fucking cunts turn the tables on them. You know, if you bring up place, always be recording. You know, like Terence Pop says, always be recording. You know, complain. Always be recording. And when a woman starts up her smart ass fucking crap, complain. Oh my God, you're so misogynistic, you know. Oh, that's very rude. No, you're supposed to be a fucking on the... You're supposed to turn up with your brain switched, with a brain, and to have it switched on, not sit there going, oh, I don't know. Oh, you're very rude. Yeah, you're fucking hopeless. You shouldn't even be fucking working here. Only an idiot would employ someone like you. You know, I think it's part of that sort of thing of being a man and being more mature and just being less willing to put up with shit. You know, sure, you can just, you know, tippy toe and be circumstanced, you know, and just weave round them. But I kind of like, I'm just tired of that fucking shit. You know. Sometimes it's just better to fucking just confront them straight out. Yeah. Not let them off the fucking hook, you know. Complain. Put it in writing. Because the lying, the sidestepping, the evasion, and all this other sort of shit, it just goes on and on and on forever. And you shouldn't have to put up with it. So stop doing it. Stop wearing their fucking shit, you know. Complain about the women, you know. These vindictive little cunts are turning every little fucking nuance and every little bloody anything that they can... You look nice today. Oh, my God, that's sexual harassment. No, it's a fucking compliment. And you're a spiteful, petty little cunt, you know. Complain about that. Turn the tables on them, you know. Yeah, so that's how combat this stuff. All right, well, I've got to fucking convert this and then go to bed. So thank you, MGTOW man. Have a good night.